Let's talk about how to clearly communicate expectations for more success on the Business Savvy Mama, episode 90. Welcome to the Business Savvy Mama. As a two-time mom and two-time entrepreneur with over a decade in business, I've learned that being business savvy is way more than just marketing and sales. That's why I created my coaching business and this podcast. To help mompreneurs stop feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and on the edge of burnout, and finally find fun and fulfillment in their work and home life on a regular basis. And how do we do that? By defining healthy boundaries, creating simple systems, and identifying priorities so you can get your work done and have fun. Let's go from burnout to blissful together. It all starts with this episode. Do you tell people what you expect from them? Or do you bring them into what you are expecting for yourself? If not, how can they possibly know what to do or how to best support you? People want to help you succeed, and a great way to help them help you is by telling them what you need from them. Genius, right? Welcome back to the Business Savvy Mama podcast. I'm your host and communication guru, Christy Lingo. This week, we are discussing how to clearly communicate your expectations to your family, your friends, your clients, your team, or anyone that you expect anything out of. Last week, we discussed how to manage our expectations and recognize the difference between what we perceive as something that is expected out of us and what is actually expected. Now that you're clear on what you are expecting from yourself, and if not, side note, you should pop back and check out that episode, it's time to bring those people that the expectations affect up to speed, which may be part of the process that feels super intimidating, but not after today. Are you ready to stop the squirrel brain and know what to do when you sit down to work? Want to feel more connected to your community, more organized in your space and time, more productive during your workday, and feel more successful overall as an entrepreneur? Then you, my mama friend, need my free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do. This list is perfect for those days when you finally carve out some time to work, sit down to work, and think, okay, what do I do now? Or when you think, I've got a 30-minute block, but there isn't anything I could do that will make a difference in that time. Now you can know what to do, and you can make an impact even if you only have a short amount of time. To grab your free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do, simply hit the link in the description or visit bit.ly/30simpletasks. That's bit.ly/30simpletasks to feel more connected, organized, productive, and successful by knowing what to work on, even when you're short on time. Are you ready to feel understood, seen, satisfied, and successful? Start clearly communicating your expectations to the people in your family, your team, your clients, and anyone else that you're expecting anything from. When everyone is on the same page working towards the same goal, you'll have less misunderstandings, less resentment, and you'll feel less overwhelmed. You'll create a baseline for behaviors, and you'll open up the lines of communication as they relate to your relationship and the expectations you have. All it takes is you taking the time to create and clarify what you expect. Then communicate those expectations to those they affect. Yeah, sure, Christy. You make it sound so easy, but I'm not a confrontational person. If that's what's spinning in your brain right now, you may need to reframe your mindset around setting boundaries or explaining what's expected. Communicating needs is not looking to start a fight. Boundaries are put in place to establish limits. Expectations are what you and others hope to work on or towards. When we aren't clear about our limits and what we're working towards in our relationship, confusion abounds, resentment builds up, and it just makes life harder in general. Ever find yourself PO'd because you're folding laundry while everyone else is outside having fun on a beautiful fall day? Or you're working super long hours for a client going above and beyond when you don't feel like it's actually being appreciated? Let me ask you this. Is the work that you are currently doing for this client clearly laid out and defined? Or is it a product of what you think you need to be doing? See how resentment starts to creep in? When the expectations are clearly defined and communicated, you are aware of the workload or the requirements for your job, whether that job is in your home or with your clients. You can reduce your workload because all of those extras you thought were necessary are probably not necessary. And you can delegate jobs that you added to your list that don't necessarily require your specific ability. You can build your daily to-do list around what is actually expected of you at work and at home, rather than what you perceive your spouse, your family, your team, your boss, or your clients want you to do. Remember, when you clearly define what is expected, there's no wiggle room. You know what the expectations are and create a task list or schedule based on those expectations. And when you create your schedule around clearly defined expectations, there'll be less side eye at your spouse for enjoying the evening while you are working. You'll no longer resent your clients for underappreciating the extra work you do because the expectations of every job and all the people involved are clearly defined and communicated. So it's all sunshine and roses from here on out, right? Or at least it will be monumentally better than you bitterly cursing under your breath because you feel unappreciated or undervalued. I know sometimes these conversations can feel hard, but I think this quote from Thomas Fuller sums it up. All things are difficult before they are easy. The more you have these conversations, the easier they become. The more you get comfortable with the idea that you do not need to do more than you are absolutely expected to do, the easier it will become to have a conversation about your expectations of yourself or others. I've pared it down to two steps to effectively share your expectations: create and communicate. First, when you create your expectations, write down the who, what, when, where, and why. Who is involved? What is happening? When is it happening, or when does it need to be done? What is involved? Where is it happening? And why does it need to happen? As you develop these expectations, keep them as simple as possible. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't go overboard with explaining. Keep it super simple. You want to be as clear as possible so there's no mistaking exactly what is expected. Once you've clarified what is expected, it's time to communicate these expectations to whoever is involved in making them a success. Set a family meeting time. Create an onboarding document for new clients. Have a team meeting to present the new system. And if you're feeling a little nervous before this meeting or presentation, give yourself a little pep talk. Here are some affirmations around the idea of creating boundaries and expectations in a positive light. I give myself permission to set and share expectations and boundaries that support myself, my business, and my life. I am worthy and deserving of setting expectations that serve me. I am worthy and deserving of setting boundaries that serve me. It is easy for me to share my expectations and boundaries with others. It is safe for me to share my expectations and boundaries with others. I honor myself by setting and communicating my boundaries and expectations with others. Your action step for this week is to clarify and communicate your expectations with the people they affect in your life. Write down a simple version of who it impacts, what is involved, when it needs to happen, where it will happen, and why it needs to happen. Once you've clarified your expectations, schedule a time to communicate them with those affected. Create a document for your team or for your clients. Call a family meeting. Have a date night with your spouse. Whatever you do, make sure that you don't create the expectations and skip the part where you include the people that are involved. Give yourself that pep talk using the affirmations from today's episode. You can always revisit them and print them by visiting today's show notes at businesssavvymama.com/communicating-expectations, or you can follow the link in the show description. And if you're still struggling to set clear expectations or goals as a mom and business owner, or you're tired of feeling angry, ignored, or overworked, it's time to change that. Let's talk about how I can help you overcome your overwhelm and stop your stress. You can live a more fun and fulfilling life as both a mom and a business owner, and that is exactly what I am here to help you with. Book your free call by visiting bit.ly/BSM book a call to start your journey from burnout to blissful today. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Business Savvy Mama Podcast. If you haven't already, hit that follow button so you don't miss an opportunity to take action and start experiencing your most fun and fulfilled mompreneur life. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts to help other mom business owners just like you start their journey from burnout to blissful. And for even more helpful strategies to combat stress and overwhelm, make sure you follow at Business Savvy Mama on Instagram. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you become the most fun and fulfilled savvy business mama around.